Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with today's edition of The Catch-Up.
On the way, Justin Hamilton reviews the new TV series which has divided the Netflix viewing public, the OA.
Matt Hale, comedy hypnotist, puts me under again. You can hear the whole chat here, complete with a Super Mario twist.
Plus, we took your calls on how you sneak the veggies into your kids' meals.
This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. And you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
How do you sneak the veggies in, Lisa, off the back of this story about whether or not should kids be paid to eat vegetables?
We're not even going to entertain that stupid idea. I mean, how ridiculous. What happened to you sit there until, you know, it'll be there for breakfast, lunch?
Yep. And so will you. You're not moving until
well,
it's all
no,
gone.
Well, no, I mean, you can go to bed and come back.
Yeah. Vicky and Merrow, hello.
Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
How do you sneak them in, Vic?
Oh, mate. Blender comes in useful. Everything goes in the blender, even the horrible little, gross little Brussels sprout, horrible stuff. They all go in the blender, everything. And you mash it all up, chuck it in your spaghetti, your lasagna, your rissoles. And you know what? I get compliments all the time. Oh, Mum, this tastes so good.
Oh.
It's so nice. And I was the same as you, Lise. I used to have to sit there until it was done. And if it wasn't finished, then I got it for breakfast.
And we turned out okay.
Yeah, we did.
In fact, look how clever you are hiding them in spag bowl. I mean, tomato sauce and cheese hides a multitude of things.
Oh, absolutely. It does. And pizzas. They'll eat anything if you chuck it on a pizza.
That's
and
right.
Tell them it's just pizza food.
Broccoli on a pizza?
Broccoli in the spag bowl in the blender.
Yes, definitely. Yes,
thanks, Vicky.
Thanks, Vicky.
Bye, Brad.
Bye. Brad in Welshpool. How do you sneak the veggies in, mate?
Oh, not me, the wife does it. It's called a savoury muffin.
Oh,
but
yes.
But it could actually be called any vegetable in the fridge muffin.
Oh, it's sort of bubble and squeak in a way.
Yeah.
So basically, sometimes it's got zucchini in it, sometimes it's got peppers in it, sometimes it's got everything in it. And a little bit of cheese and bacon hides many flavors, apparently.
Savory surprise.
Mm-hmm. And even the husband likes them. So.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Brad.
See you, Brad.
Simon in Baldivis, how do you sneak the veggies in?
Well, this is a good one. Look, I'm a chef for 30 years and... you know, my kids are pretty good, but they love the chocolate. So we put grated carrot and grated zucchini through our chocolate brownies. And you know what? Nuts is the biggest problem. Make sure it's got no nuts and they just sculp it down.
Oh, and you're an expert. I'm taking it from you.
Look, nutritionally, it's not the best, but they love it.
Yeah, well, you're still getting it in there. So, you know, you've got to give yourself the win there, mate. Yeah.
Cheers.
Well done.
Well done.
I'm trying that.
Matt Hale is a comedy hypnotist. Serving Suggestions is the show. It's on this weekend, January 20 through to February 19 at Noodle Palace in Northbridge. And he joins us. He's still with us. Hello.
You seem super relaxed. And I know exactly why. It's because we just kind of, technically boshed you under just then.
Here's one you prepared earlier during those songs.
I feel so good.
Yeah. You look so relaxed.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been this relaxed, actually.
It's great.
Yeah.
I like transferring that feeling. What I'm going to do, actually, just if you can just face me, obviously you want to keep fairly close to the mic there, obviously.
Dan, the internet is filming this for Mix Facebook and Mix.com.au.
Okay, cool. Sit back in your seat there a second, Pete. Just take a nice deep breath in and sleep now. All the way down. Loose, limp, comfortable and relaxed. All the way down. There you go. Pete can go down so quickly and easily like this. It feels absolutely amazing every way. Pete, just to let you know, in a moment I'll say one, two, eyes open twice as deep. When I say one, two, eyes open twice as deep, just to let you know, anytime I mention hypnosis, hypnotist or anything like that, you're going to interject because, you'll believe you don't believe in hypnosis. You don't believe you can be hypnotized, no matter how well you can be. You'll certainly say, no, I don't believe in that rubbish, that kind of thing. Also, the other problem will be is if me or Lisa happens to mention WA, you will correct the pronunciation.
I have the power.
Oh, yeah, you're going to correct. But Pete will correct that pronunciation because he will obviously let... Let us know that it's actually pronounced wah.
Okay.
So, Pete, you will believe that you can't be hypnotized. You will also believe that WA is actually pronounced wah. And now if we say WA, you'll obviously correct us. You'll get more indignant with each time we mention that. And, you know, this is radio, so it has to be correct. Nod your head if you understand. Good. One, two. Eyes open twice deep. Fantastic.
Right.
Oh, it's lovely being in here. I've been doing my kind of hypnosis shows around this.
All over the state, all up and down WA.
Wah.
Pardon?
It's pronounced WA.
No, it's pronounced WA.
No, because a lot of people. No, a lot of people say WA as in like it's separate, but it's not. It's pronounced WA.
WA.
And you know what? It's like it's nice to have you here because you're a really lovely guy and everything. But the whole hypnosis thing, I just don't get. I don't understand but, people being able to be put under or.
But no, I was
anything.
Here last year. I was here last year, and I hypnotized you last year.
No, that was I faked it.
You faked
did you,
it.
Really? Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah,
but,
I just.
You didn't. Look, you know, we did that TV show together last year as well, Destination WA, and not once.
WA.
Sorry?
Destination WA.
I think it's WA.
It's WA.
It's pretty
WA
sure.
Is WA WANI.
No, it's WA.
It's the only place you get WA.
It's WA?
It's WA?
It's WA.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not even going to say what it is that you guys think you're trying to pronounce because it's pronounced
so,
WA.
So, g'day from it's WA.
WA.
Right. Okay. I never saw that ad.
But yeah, but you're not into that hypnosis thing or anything like that. I mean, this is my thing. It's like me saying I don't believe in, you know, a radio career. It's this kind of like,
No, but the radio career
the
like...
Would it be SAR?
Yeah, that's a good
point. No, that's South Australia.
Well, how's it different? South Australia, Western Australia.
Because you've got the border that separates it. So we're over here and this is WA and then they do what they like over there. No, look, I understand what you're trying to get at with the whole, like, this is radio, but this is radio. So we're talking into mics and it's going out to people listening right now.
Throughout WA.
But hypnosis is sort of like a...
Yeah, okay. Well, look, this is my 20th year in WA, and, you know, it's nice to be home.
It's your 20th year in WA.
That's right. And
stop.
Sleep now, all the way down, loose, then come to rest. Let's sort that out.
Wally's out for a sec. I'm very curious as to why some people, like Pete, are so easily hypnotised, and then other people, like me, seem to have an issue with being able to.
Okay, just relax there, Pete. If you're not comfortable in any way, you can make sure yourself comfortable. Keep your eyes closed, that's fine. Yeah, good night. No, do you know, some people find it easy to relax and in certain different circumstances, some people find it easier to focus on certain things very easily. Some people have that kind of mind which is going crazy and it takes a little bit more time to focus or relax.
It's me, crazy
so,
mind.
Yeah, so, you know, you can go to yoga class and see some people at the start, maybe their first or second, aren't so great at that. But, you know, it can be learned. You can get better with, you know, the more practice. But some people are more naturally attuned to it. And, you know, we do actually find in a creative industries, it's very
And he's
very
not
easy.
Self-conscious at all.
So no.
Probably self-consciousness stops you from you thinking, oh, what am I doing here? I've got to hold my stomach in and I'm hypnotized.
Yeah, no, that's
he
right.
He doesn't care. He's like, you know.
But also, he does know how good this feels now, which was
very
easy.
Can we wake
him
up and play with him again?
Yeah, okay. Well, look, Pete, just to let you know, this is something very, it's very dear to my heart, and I know it's definitely dear to your heart. I know you're a big gaming fan. So, look, this is great, Pete, because when I say 1-2 eyes open twice as deep, you will believe you are Super Mario. You will speak like Mario, okay? It's a thing, Mario, okay? Everything you say will be in the accent of Super Mario. And I'm going to ask you about the new game we're actually kind of involved in right here, which is Super Mario Radio Land. Hmm. It's going to be fascinating. I'd love to know about it. Would you like to know a bit about that,
Absolutely.
Lisa?
I'm sure he'll tell us.
Okay, good. Nod your head if you understand there, Pete Purse. Fantastic. Okay, 1-2. Eyes open twice as deep. Excellent.
Right.
Thanks so much. So, look, it's lovely to be here with you, Lisa. And I.
Do you want to hang around for the gaming report?
I will, yeah. This is really awkward. Sometimes I come into places and I forget the other presenter's name. So, I'm Matt, the comedy hypnotist, and it was. Sorry, what was your name?
It's a Super Mario.
Oh, it's a Super Mario. Okay, great. Fantastic. Oh, and you're going to show us this. Oh, this is actually the new.
This is a Super Mario Radio Land, eh?
Great. This is brilliant. Okay, well, maybe you can talk me through it a little bit then.
This is the thing here. It's a microphone. Yeah. It's a Goomba.
Yeah.
We call it a Goomba.
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 Yeah.
But you're not standing on this one because it break.
No, you don't want to stand on that one. Now, what about the princess? We have a princess here. Is that correct? This is the
No,
star?
She in another castle. She in another castle.
She's in another castle. Mm. This isn't the princess we're after, this one here.
No, not this one here.
No, what's the difference between this one and the one in the other castle?
She's not a peach. Peach elsewhere.
Okay. What did he say?
No. It was a similar sounding word, but not that word.
Not take offense to that. No. You're lovely. You're not a peach.
Peach.
A peach.
Yes. Peach.
Oh, right.
Peach.
A peach.
You're not a peach.
Okay. You know, fruit bowl yourself, Mario.
I know, what does she say?
Now, so Super Mario, in this Super Mario Radio Land, what kind of enemies around this area do we have to look out for?
That's one there.
This one over
here. It's Greg, the producer.
Yeah.
Hey, he makes us do things we don't want to do.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
But we kind of stomp on him because it's illegal.
Anything we need to collect while we're here to gain those points?
Yes, you need to get ratings.
Ratings?
Where do you get them?
I don't know.
It's been happening. Lisa, did you want to know anything about this new format game we have here, Super Mario Radio Land?
No.
No. Okay. So it's been beautiful to me and sleep now all the way down, loose, limp, comfortable and relaxed. You've been absolutely stunning, Pete. I'm going to say one, two, eyes, I'm twice deep in just a moment, and then we'll kind of get out of this. One, two, eyes, I'm twice deep. All back to normal for now. I'll do a nice little refreshing thing with you in just a moment, Pete. Let's give him a nice little round.
Thanks.
Oh, we've got so much to talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so glad we got Dan the Internet in here filming this stuff because it'll be on the Mix Facebook page and at mix.com.au. Matt Hale,
yes,
comedy hypnotist. I can't wait to see what I've done. Serving suggestions through until this weekend, the 20th of January through till Feb 19 at Noodle Palace, Northbridge. Thank you, mate.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Matt.
Absolute pleasure.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talk and telly, this is Justin Hamilton.
It's an interesting time to be alive if you're a fan of television, because I'm not sure that we live in the golden age of TV, but I reckon we definitely live during the era of peak TV. I can honestly tell you, I don't understand why I watched every episode of the Netflix series, The OA. And it was a show that just dropped without any warning. It had little fanfare. And over the festive break and beginning of the year, it caught on fire. And even now, I'm having the most conflicting conversations with people who either hated it, like they hate members of their family, or loved it, like they're playing with a puppy in the park. And there doesn't appear to be anyone right in the middle.
I've heard this, but I know nothing about it, so I assume it's not a prelude to The OC.
Yes.
The origin
two
story.
Two preludes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when Anakin Skywalker went to school there and before everything turned evil. But no, this is a strange series. I'll try to sum it up as best as possible. It's about a blind woman named Prairie, who's played by the actor Britt Marling, who is also the co-creator and co-writer of the series. So Prairie disappeared 9 years earlier and then suddenly reappears and is taken to be reunited with her parents. And the parents are relieved to have their daughter back, but they are shocked when it turns out she can see again. And not only that, but Prairie doesn't want to be known by her name anymore and instead wants to be called the OA. And it turns out that the OA needs to recruit 5 people for a special mission. And when the OA finds her people, she tells them her secret origin, how she lost her sight, how she regained it, and what she has discovered beyond the grave. And that is as much sense as I can make of this series. Like even the running order of the episodes made no sense to me. Like, there's 8 episodes. Every episode goes for roughly 60, 65 minutes, except for episode 6 that ran for half an hour and episode 7 that ran for 40 minutes. Why didn't you just make 7 episodes? Why did you stretch it out? And also, the way the story unfolds is like the way a child tells a story, you know? And then I bought a fire truck that fought an alligator and it met a man who wore some shoes and then everything was eaten, even the donut. This had no threading whatsoever. Nothing was foreshadowed. And I'm wondering, is this how we're going to avoid spoilers now, by not knowing how to tell stories? So then you say, wow, that took me by surprise.
That's ridiculous.
It is, by the way. This series, and I'm trying not to give anything away, hinges on something that is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. And that's pretty much that the OA, who goes into the netherworld and comes back, learns what is pretty much the secret of life, which is interpretive dance. And I am not making this up.
What?
I know.
Oh,
please, no.
This whole series hinges on 4 people doing this thing that's like a cross between interpretive dance and aggressive Tai Chi. It is the weirdest thing I have ever seen.
Can you hear it in your voice, though? Even the way you're telling this review just makes us sound. It just sounds like you didn't know what to make of this whole thing.
Look, the OA, Netflix. No thumbs signing up for spiritual jazz ballet, but we'll probably turn up anyway.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. and you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds.